Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
It is Hot Topics time. We kick it off with the announcement yesterday of Morgan Wallen's concert on the Gulf Shores of Alabama. That's the Sand in My Boots Music Festival. I'm sure you guys probably saw some of the acts.
Did he just wrap up his other tour?
I thought I saw that he had just wrapped it up. I can double check for you, Kev. That was an interesting list. I don't know if you did. You see the list of acts?
No, I did not.
Okay, so let's start with Post Malone. That's pretty good. Hardy, Riley Green, Bailey Zimmerman, Brooks and Dunn. Those are it's Morgan Wallen, Post Malone, Brooks and Dunn, and Hardy are the headliners, and they fill in with Riley Green and Bailey Zimmerman, and then he has a lot of non-country. Also, Ernest, Ian Munsick, Nate Smith on the countryside with Ella Langley, Cameron Marlowe, Josh Ross, Morgan Wade, Haley Witters, all those country people, and John Morgan, and then he throws in like Diplo, T-Pain, Wiz Khalifa, and a bunch of others. And so, yeah, 3 days. The tickets for it, I believe, go on sale Friday if you really want to go to the concert, which, again, is in the Gulf Shores, Alabama.
That's quite a show.
Man.
And I love that he's just like, yeah, who cares? People like to listen to different types of music. Let's just throw them all together and have a great big party here.
I think it could be possible. He's just like people that I like to listen to.
Right.
Which, yeah. Why? I mean,
and he's not alone.
Right. Why not? You know, it's like, oh, this is what I like, and I want to have this concert. I'm putting it on. So, okay. I guess that works. Yeah. Whatever. Let me check his tour schedule here for you, Kevin. Yeah. That's the only one left on his schedule.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're right. He wrapped up the other one. Now he's got, what is that? A few months off?
Yeah. That's it.
Although I'm going to guess that he's going to announce more tour between January and May.
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way he's not going to tour at least. That's almost halfway through the year. I could see him taking the rest of the year off because a lot of the acts are starting to kind of wind down a little bit. Most country acts take November, December off unless they're doing a Christmas show. And then they come back, you know, January, February. So I would expect that's probably the case.
Am I back? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, for sure.
Because I couldn't hear a word you said. I came back just in time for you to go. And they take off Christmas, and that's, I'm assuming, the case.
Yeah. And he's gone. Steve, do you have anything for us on Hot Topic? We'll get Kevin's sometime.
Sure.
Probably tomorrow, I would say. We'll probably get Kevin for Hot Topics. I don't know.
Maybe today.
We don't know. Don't judge.
Oh, man. Let's see here, Jay. How about...
Hello?
Hi, Kevin.
Okay.
How you doing, bud? I mean, you can't make this up.
Is that for real?
Yeah, it's for real. I saw that Jelly Roll went to the juvenile detention center in Ohio. I did enjoy the fact that he was playing cards with the kids because he goes, you know, I decided to just sit down and play cards and just have a conversation as opposed to do an official speech or preach. And he's like, you know, when you're sitting there playing cards, there's some times when there's not a lot to do, so that's when you have a chance to talk, and he feels like it's more impactful to have a conversation as opposed to a monologue, which I think is probably right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was kind of, and then he just talked about how, you know, hey, man, I spent 10 years locked up from like 14 to 26, which I thought was interesting because it seems like bad math, but it wasn't consecutive. So
right.
But I was locked up for 10 years from the time I was 14 to 26. And you see what that did to my math?
Look what it did to me.
Look what it did to my math.
Jelly Roll also said that he's done with Twitter/X.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, he just said, dude, this place is so toxic. I'm out.
Yeah, sure.
He said, this is for sure the most toxic, negative app to exist ever, period.
Wow.
Whoa.
This place is different, man. I've always heard it was the Wild West on here, but it's insane. It's a safe place for everyone to say mean blank to each other with no consequences.
Yeah.
I'm just out, LOL.
So, yeah, and depending on who you follow, you could get pretty deep into some bad
Yeah, and then it came from something he had posted, and then some people were ripping on him. And I think it was just one of those where he's like, yeah, why?
Yeah, I don't need this. Right, yeah. I like the fact that if you don't need it and you're not getting enjoyment out of it, just don't do it.
You know, sure. If you guys had to give up one social media, or if you just had to give up social media in general, how long do you think you could go, like cold turkey?
Life.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care that much. I mean, it's fun. I only follow fun stuff. So, I mean, yeah, it's fun, but I don't think it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Really? You think you could go just infinite?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I mean, we just have enough communication with the family in a series of group texts that we keep up with each other. So, yeah, I don't know. I follow fun stuff, stuff that makes me laugh, dumb videos and stuff. So that part I'd probably miss, but I mean, it's not that important.
Really? That is impressive willpower.
Well, it's just there's other stuff to do.
Yeah, he still has a TV.
Right. I still watch football. There's, you know, the basketball season starting. You still have, you know, enough family stuff to do. So, yeah, and I got chores, Steve. Lots and lots of chores.
As long as it was off of my phone.
Yeah, well, for sure.
Otherwise, I would 100% just out of habit pick it up and go to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I think that's fair.
I'll do that all the time where I'm like, wait, what was I doing?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Why am I in the middle of something on Instagram? Like, what? That's not what I was doing. I was supposed to be paying a bill.
Yeah, 100%, whatever. Kevin. That's certainly fair that you'd have to have it removed because you would just out of habit just automatically go to it.
And you couldn't
If it was
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't know, Steve. I know I would miss it at some point.
Yep.
And maybe want it back, but also, I could see me not missing it and just going, I don't know, life's not, didn't really affect my life at all. I'm fine without it. The bummer would be when people say, did you see the such and such? And I'm like, I didn't.
That's what I'm thinking.
I didn't. It's that like, part would be a bummer.
Yeah, yeah. That would be tough, right?
Just the viral videos or stuff from family? What were you thinking?
Yeah. All of it.
Yeah.
You know, where it's just, I know, and like I do have fun sharing videos with some friends and kids and my kids, and so it's like, I don't know, I would miss that part, I guess, but.
How do you share the videos? What is your method? What is your most common method of sharing? Like, say you're on, I don't know, you're on Instagram, and you see a video, and you think it's funny or something, and you send it to your family. Do you just, text it? You, what?
No, I just
message
share
them,
it on Instagram.
Just share it through the app, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I do most of the time.
Steve, do you guys share videos with your family?
Apparently we do.
Or his dad does, yeah. Betsy Ross.
I watched it. It was funny. It was funny. Yeah, I watched it. It only had one semi that I could pick up on. I laughed. I thought, yeah, I said, good job, King Peter.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. But, it was a little inappropriate, a little dirty, if you will.
Dirty is the word. So
why is that bad?
I don't know. It sounds worse than the word is. You know what I mean? It's like if you say that.
Dirty sounds dirty?
Dirty sounds filthy. It does. Between your ice and your microphone.
Kevin James.
Sorry, I was just sitting here listening. I forgot I was on the radio.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot topics.
I've been waiting to ask Kevin this hot topic question for round two because I'm very, very curious.
Okay.
And I'm curious about Steve's answer too. So you're on the plane and you've probably had both of these scenarios because you've flown enough where, and you don't even have to fly that often to get this scenario. You're either hot or cold and you probably have had both at some point in your flying career. Was that right?
Career. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
You've never.
No, I think only hot.
Only you've never been cold. Okay. Well, that's so. First of all, I noticed for some reason, and I don't know if it's I don't know what's happening, but I was in multiple airports over the weekend, and all of them were freezing. It was weird because the workers at which airport was that? Was that Dallas or Indianapolis? I can't remember which one it was. All of the workers, and keep in mind, it was warm this weekend all across the country. They were all in, like, you could see.
Sure.
I went by where there was a break, kind of like a, it wasn't necessarily a break room, so to speak, but there was an area where the airport staff was just kind of hanging out, you know, obviously probably like on a 20-minute break or a lunch hour or whatever. They all had either hoods, stocking caps, multiple layers of coats, and they were indoors. And my wife's like, is it freezing in here? I'm like, yeah, it's terribly cold. So then we get on the plane. Now, we've all had the hot one, Kevin. You and I have had that when we've traveled together, where it's like, I don't know, let's say,
oh yeah,
what is it? Let's say it's 80, 82 inside the plane.
Ugh.
Well, the plane we had on the way from Dallas to here, which is like, it's a long flight, like 3 hours and 45 minutes. It was so cold, like everybody was complaining. Of course, they don't do blankets anymore, so people are complaining. They can't get the plane to heat up. And it was so cold, like I knew where my sweatshirt was, so I got it out of my bag, and then I grabbed a second sweatshirt that I had and literally put my feet in it like a Snuggie. That's how cold it was on the plane.
Ooh, that's kind of genius. Geez.
So which is better, the 60-degree plane, let's say, or the, you know, 80, 84?
It's for me, it's got to be the 60-degree plane.
You'd rather have that?
When I'm hot on a plane, it's mm-hmm. just not, yeah, it's not good for anybody because it's like, I'm sweaty then, and I don't feel comfortable next to people. Sure. It's just, you start to almost feel sick sometimes with when it's that hot. Cold stinks, but at least I feel like I could get through that better.
Steve?
I feel like I'm not going to be comfortable on a normal temperature plane. Well, but if I had to choose, I think I'd be on the same side as Kevin, because
you want it cold.
Yeah, it would stink, but you wouldn't stink.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Very fair. Yeah, yeah, at least you're not sweating and smelling up the joint.
Yeah, and just it's all slimy and dirty, and
I also don't understand why it's so hard to keep the temperature like just like normal. I mean, somewhere between 68 or, you know, and like, I don't know, 70, 72. I mean, at least either it's cool or warm in that situation, but it's not so uncomfortable that you just are either complaining about the heat or the cold. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
You ever use those?
It does seem like it's got to be something.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Something with the cockpit is what I'm thinking. Like, it's their fault, right? Like, it must get, like, they're like, okay, I know it's. What is wrong?
No, just you. You're like, yeah, I'm just blaming the pilots. I like that. I was like, yeah, you know what? The heck with those guys.
Well, no, yeah, okay, yeah. Well, no, and I think that what happens for them is that they probably are like, okay, yeah, we'll turn down the air back there for everybody. It's gotten a little cold. But then in their cockpit, it gets to be like 85 degrees. And so they're like, well, forget that. Turn it back down.
Right.
I just wonder if it's set up that way.
Yeah, maybe. Although, you know what? We shouldn't really complain. We have side-by-side studios. Steve's and the main studio are side-by-side with a connecting wall. And we can't keep the temperature steady here. Like, it'll get down to, I don't know, when the air's mm-hmm. running in Steve's studio, what does it get to, Kevin? You think 60?
32.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it gets so cold in there. And then you come in here and you're like, well, it's comfortable.
Or you're sweating.
Right.
Actually, what is it?
What is your temperature right now? You feel comfortable in there, Steve?
Actually, I'm comfortable now. And I don't mind when it's cold sometimes.
Thank goodness you're good with the cold because, man, I'm telling you what, I've been in there a couple of times and gone, the heck with this. It's 75 in this studio right now.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, it says that it's 72, but I do not believe it.
Your studio is a liar. Your studio is a big liar. That's all it is. Yeah, that thing's a big fat liar. So I guess I can't complain about the planes when we have two rooms that are like 8x12 that we can't even regulate. So never mind. Sorry, airlines.
It is actually pretty comfortable today.
Kevin, I think you wouldn't even be sweating today.
That would be nice.
That'd be one in
a
row.
I'm actually kind of cold today at home.
Well, get your blankie.
Had a blankie on.
Get your blankie out.
I think I just like blankets. I might bring a blanket to work.
You're going to bring a blanket to the studio?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, you're always welcome here.
Yeah, I appreciate that. The clubhouse is awesome there, Kevin. You know what I mean about that?
Kevin James.
I don't do a lot of golfing, Jay, but I love a good clubhouse.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, let's give away some money. I mean, I really, really want to. It was so fun yesterday. I gave away $702. $702 yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of
right
cash.
At this very, very moment. in the Jay and Kevin's big jackpot. Let's see here. What do you say, Lee?
I say let's win some money.
That's, you know what?
Yeah,
that's a good thing to say. I like that. Yeah. I'm trying to think of, Kevin, maybe you can help me with this. What's the dumbest, like, greeting that's not the normal, hey, good morning, how you doing? You know, not the normal one. Like, the what do you say might be right up there, because it is hard. I mean, what do you say? I don't know. Hi? I just realized it's kind of a dumb way to lead in.
It's cool, though.
How do you do? How do you do?
Yeah. How to do?
That's not bad.
Oh, I kind of want to start incorporating that one.
How do you do?
Yeah, I think that would be great. I'll try in the hallway today just for fun. Like I'll try it with our buddy Steve Hawk first of all. How do you do? Oh man, I mean, what do you say to that?
What's, yeah, that's gonna get an appropriate response.
Yeah, I know it. Oh man, Lee, let's play a little game here, a little big jackpot, and see if we can get you some money. So the rules are no cents. It's all round dollar figures, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's more than $330 is what we're looking for. So you want to take a guess? Let's see how we do.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
Again, round dollar figures and more than $330, Lee. What do you think is in the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot?
I'm going to go for $347.
$347. Jay and Kevin's big jackpot is
the guess is $347.
$330.
Wait,
what? Wasn't that the same one? Did I play the same? Did I play the wrong one, Steve? Or was it three? All right, I do that. Give the wrong clue.
Might have given him the wrong clue.
Did I give him the wrong clue?
But why don't we skip one then?
All right, I'll do
that
this
one. That
seems
fair, right?
You know what? I think that might have been my fault, Lee. Let's see if you're right. Maybe it was this one.
Jay and Kevin's big jackpot is...
Again, the guess is... I'll just keep going. $347. Let's see how we do right now.
$342.
Oh, gosh dang it. Sorry about 42. That, Lee. 342. I mean, the good news is it's more than...
It's impressive.
You know, I don't know a lot, but what I do know is when Steve's dad sends you a message, you know, and says, this is really funny, you play it. I mean, you just... Yeah, you did have to... We did have to edit some words out of it. But
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what? Overall, he said, this is funny. I haven't even listened to all of it.
Yeah, I took out like a little
trusting.
Section.
Yeah, you took out a couple of places you
I
thought might have been
trusting.
Yeah,
King Peter for comedy.
Oh, you're trusting him? Okay.
Wow, that's a you know what?
Yes.
It's a heavy burden
this
to carry.
This is supposed to be Betsy Ross while she was making the first flag, and she's sounds like she's hanging out with our founding fathers. You
Correct.
Know,
yep.
In a room, and she's trying to get suggestions for the flag and. This is how it goes.
Right, so what's the turnaround time on this? How about pink? Fine, salmon. We're not doing the British flag with a piece of poop on it, but I do love that idea. You want stripes? Okay, yeah, stripes, fine, but which way? Stripes this way are slimming, stripes this way are fattening. Especially on you, and we all know you don't do a ton of manual labor. Right, Thomas? You've decided to call yourselves founding fathers?
Cute.
Yeah, it's really cute. Hey, TJ, stop sticking yourself with the pins. It looks stupid. Wait, guys, we fund the war by putting the design on trucker hats, bikinis, yoga pants, towels, mugs. Nope, George, stop touching. George, stop. Just stop touching. I'm not going to say it again. I'm going to count to five, and you're going to get your hands off. That's one. Can we act like grown men, please? Just sit down and shut up while I do the work. What am I, a freaking babysitter? Let go. Let go. Let go. No, we're not adding any more stars. Sorry. Who's making the flag? Is it you? Is it you? No, it's me. Mr. President, I'm speaking. Can you sew? No, because you're a boy. That's it? That's all you're paying me? This is a paperclip. Gentlemen, do we already have a wage gap issue we need to talk about? Wait, I'm sorry. I don't think I heard you correctly. You're telling me I can't sew. No, you know what? Get back here, Thomas. Get back here.
There's a lot packed in there.
There was a lot in there.
There was.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
I enjoyed it. Good job, King Peter.
Yeah.
That made me chuckle.
Funny. Yeah.
You thought, okay,
I
that's
I do love the fact that they were going to, we're going to pay for the war by
yes.
putting this American flag that we design on trucker hats, swimsuits.
Yeah.
You name it.
Yeah, that was great.
We have done well with that.
That's right. Who's making this, me or you? Stop touching the flag. Because in the video, somebody's like pulling on the, and she's like, let it go. No, stop. Stop touching the flag. No, leave it alone. I'm doing this. Oh, yeah. That was very well played. Mm-hmm. Very well done. Now, here's my question.
Okay.
Oh, getting them all. Yep.
All right. But if you don't reply at all, he also might do that where he's like, you know, he keeps going, hey, did you get that? What did you not get it? Did you not think it was funny? You know, so yeah, it is a slippery slope there.
What were those things like, email this to 10 friends?
Or oh, yeah.
You will have
oh, yeah.
bad luck.
Right, yes.
So he'll start sending you all of those right. on a daily basis.
Right, yeah. So yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Here we go.
The slang term Dutch oven refers to passing the gas in bed and then pulling the covers over someone else's head.
Mm-hmm. Never done
Which
that.
Which is so weird because it is just a big pot, Jay, so I'm not sure why that...
Yeah, I don't know.
...got called that, but it's a fun name for it.
Kevin James.
The Dutch oven traps heat while cooking.
The whole trapping heat
that's
thing
why.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Trapping the heat.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't forget, you can just take care of your own stuff all at once.
What?
You download the app. You can control where you listen. Oh. You can get the podcast, control when you listen. You can be in control of all of it. You're just like, I'm the captain now. And then you can just take care of your own business all at once. All free, by the way.
You will be.
Yeah.
I'm taking care of business.
Taking care of business. Hey, good news, Kev. You'll never guess what it is.
What's that?
Because of the warm fall, allergy season's been extended. Ha-ha!
Yay! Yippee!
Final thoughts.
I saw that on TV today. I'm like, well, that would explain the sneezing, because I keep thinking... How am I possibly sneezing? Are you kidding me right now? Can't wait to deal with the leaves.
There you go. Extended allergy season. Just what we were hoping
for. Yeah, everybody's excited. All right, Steve, you can kick it off. What's your final thought?
All right, so you're familiar with lookalikes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so like, you know, Tim Robbins and Patrick J. Adams lookalike.
So in your mind, yes.
Do they? I think they do. They really do. A young Tim Robbins and a current/maybe a little bit younger Patrick J. Adams.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're twins, but it's not like they're completely opposite either. I understand what you're saying.
No, they are twins.
Okay. They look exactly alike, Steve. Yeah. There, is that better?
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
So you're right, Jay. You're always right.
Okay.
So... I noticed this the last couple of days. I've been hearing like people who call in or that I talk to on the phone here, like someone will sound like someone else.
Sure.
So do you call that a sound-alike? What do you call that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
And if you had to compare yourself to let's say a celebrity, who do you think you sound like? Or do you are you on your own? Are you just an original?
Well, I don't know that I sound like anybody else. Kevin, do you think you sound or I sound like anybody else?
No, not really, Jay. I think maybe I can slip into Dr. Phil when I'm talking.
Oh, I hadn't noticed that.
If I go any sort of, you know, you gotta...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You used to do it a lot.
It's not even really doing an impression.
No, it's not. You used to do it all the time where you would start talking and you'd go... I think it was because you got stuck on the phrase, you've gotta, and when you would, for some reason, you would autopilot your voice into that. Or maybe we were just so used to hearing
like
it.
Dr. Phil.
Yeah. And you'd be like, you gotta ask yourself. And be like, oh boy, here it is.
And then you'd start giving advice? Is that what would happen, Kevin?
Well, yeah, it'd be great, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he did that a lot for a while where he sounded exactly like it. But other than that, I think, you know, Kevin sounds like Kevin, thankfully.
Okay, yeah, you got to stop doing the Dr. Phil.
Yeah, I said, well, no.
Final thoughts.
Oh, you didn't want that. All right, Kevin, final thought.
I just realized that I got a little duped by the calendar here.
Uh-oh.
When we were talking about Halloween today and it being a week from this Thursday, and I was thinking I had a week left to figure out a Halloween costume. But the party that I'm attending...
Oh, flex.
Oh, no.
It's my brother. It's at my brother's house.
Oh, okay.
It is on Saturday. And like this coming Saturday, shave into a big mustache.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. That would be so great. Actually, you should do that. And then you could put like a sport coat on or something. I'm going to Google a picture. No, dude, this is you. 100%. Oh my gosh. I want this so bad right now. Bald head. Bald head guy shaved into a mustache, sport coat, walking around talking like Dr. Phil. Easiest costume you've ever done. Steve, you're a genius.
First time I'll hear that.
Final.
Might be the last time too, but it's fine. Well,
okay, I'll take it. I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, just take it and run, man. Yeah.
So, yes on that, Kevin?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, unless I change my mind.
Right, but it's good. Hey, guess what? It's a nice fallback to have in your pocket just in case you need it.
Yeah.
I think that's, at least when I was, you know, ever going to do a costume, which has been like 3 times my whole life, I would always do the thing where I'm like, well, I could do this, but let me see if I can do better. But at least I'd have one.
Right.
I think that's the important part.
Yeah, it's good to have that backup.
Absolutely. Well, I think you guys might know how this one's going to end. A guy in Illinois tried to buy a lottery ticket from a vending machine. You know, the vending machine lottery tickets at, like, grocery stores and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he's trying to get one of the tickets. The machine malfunctions. It won't drop the ticket out. He can only get one other ticket. He doesn't want the ticket. He's complaining to the manager. Manager's like, I can't help you. I don't know what to do. Fine, I'll just buy this one. Buys it and wins $9.2 million.
Yes.
I'm like, that's like the ultimate. You better, I mean, depends how big of a jerk you were about the fact that you couldn't get the lottery ticket you wanted.
Yeah.
Because how bad do you feel that you're like, you throw a fit, you're yelling and screaming, and next thing you know, you're also happen to win $9.2 million? Man.
How angry would you be, though, if, you know, you got a different ticket and then that ticket
won? Well, you'd never know, though, would you?
I guess that's true.
So, yeah, take your $9.2 million and go home.
Yeah. Yep.
I would love that kind of mistake. Can I get a mistake like that, maybe?
Maybe tomorrow.
Oh, I doubt it. It'll probably just be something way more painful.
Apply.
Happy trails to
you. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
That's a show, gotta go, but on the way out the door, Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park passes for you. One pair of them for caller 7509-441-0999. Call now.
Yeah, if you win those tickets and you go out there, please tell Stan and Roy hello from me.
Stan and Roy? Hey, Roy, it's me, Stan. Or whichever one's which. I don't know which one's which.
Ooh, sound-alikes.
I don't know which one's which, but I know that they're very fun.
Could you go a whole show talking like that?
I hope not.
Okay. Noted.
Maybe tomorrow.
You know, yeah, that's true. You just never know. What a tease. Who wouldn't want to be here?
I'd be excited.
I know you would, but probably only for about a break or two, and then you'd be like, oh, gosh, I wish you guys sounded like somebody who wasn't quite like that. Let's reconvene tomorrow at 6 o'clock, 20 hours from now. Let's do it all over again. What do you say?
All right.
It sounds like a plan. Let's do it.
See you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.
So glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye. Bye-bye.